And Mr. Barber, bless his old heart, he's dead and gone now, but he was first vice president and sales manager for Wilson and Toomer. Parked his car right there in behind where mine that a many a night. Mm-hmm. And just leave the back doors open, his bird dogs were in there. He was a bird hunter, and I was too. I liked it, and he'd come here and stay two or three nights with me during the first of the season, and we'd go bird hunting.
Great.
And when they was first discovered this bluestone to go in fertilize, you know. Mm-hmm. Some of the boys wanted to put a half a unit to the ton, and he fought that down. He said, no, a quarter of a unit, and then we won't never get in any trouble. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't buy only on special orders from Wilson and Toomer any fertilizer with over a quarter of a unit of copper in it. Mm-hmm. You had to give them a special order. I know one time I placed an order with them for 20 tons with a half a unit of copper in there. But in that grove, it needed it. Mm-hmm. He'd been neglecting the grove, and his fruit was splitting all to pieces. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know that that would do it, but we felt that maybe it would have a tendency to slow that down, and did.
Oh, really?
And great. Did, great. Yeah. I had a lady call me one time, Val Rico over here. She says, Mr. Fritz, they tell me that you know what to do to an orange grove to keep the fruit all from splitting. I said, lady, if I knew that, my feet would be on top of the desk instead of under it. She said, well, you was recommended to me. I said, now, do you ever put any bluestone in your fertilizer? She said, I don't know. I said, well, you find out from your grove man if he's been getting bluestone in your fertilizer. And if he hasn't been getting bluestone in your fertilizer, have him to get the next application, this fall application, with a half a unit. I said, just tell him a half a unit, that's what you want. If he'll tell the fertilizer people, they'll know exactly how much to put in there. Mm-hmm. Put a half a unit in there. And see if that don't help you. Well, I don't know whether she did or not, but I never did hear from her anymore. But anyway, that grove that we put that half a unit in out there, next year there wasn't any split oranges very much in there. Hmm. You know, when they get to growing good and mature, and then they go splitting. Mm-hmm. The skin splits on them. Mm-hmm. And that orange is ruined. It's gone. You lost that. But there's lots of things. Now, I learned a lot of things. I got one of the best friends in the world, and Glenn Lucas. He was general manager of the plant at Tampa until they retired him. And he is just a wonderful fella. He's on a 6-month vacation now. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife, they got a big camper, and they go for 6 months out of the year.
That's great.
And then when he gets back, he said, now, Elmer, I'm going to buy me another boat when I get back, and we're going to do some fishing next winter. Mm-hmm. Speckled perch fishing, you know, at Lake Okeechobee. That's where we go. So I said, all right, Glenn. I went in the grove, and I carried him with me one time. This fellow had neglected this grove and let it go. It was ruined about, and I dropped my candy there. I could have bought that 40 acres with a 10-acre orange grove on it for $3,500. I like $34.95 having enough money. $3,495. But anyway, he said, now what would you do to that? I said, Grady, his name was Grady Kicklider. I said, Grady, you've let this grove go until it's ruined you about. Uh-huh.